Hallelujah. Your kingdom come. Your will be done in us. In us, God, your will be done in every heart, every life. God, in our city, in our nation, God. Hallelujah. Your kingdom to come. Establish your reign, God, in us, your people. Rule and reign in us, O God. Guide, lead, direct us by your Spirit, Almighty God. Lord, turn our nation back to you. Wake up America. Wake up your church, Lord, throughout the earth, God. Arise, O Lord. Arise, O Lord. And let your enemies be scattered. Let them flee from before you, Lord. Drive them away. Drive them away, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, establish your reign in this city. Establish your reign in the governmental offices of this place in Jesus' name. Lord, yes. We say yes to your will and yes to your way. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. 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 We bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you, Lord. You are the King of glory. You are the great I am. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, who was and is to come, the Almighty. Jesus, let's just lift our hands to receive that right now, God. I believe you're calling us, Lord, to go deeper, to go deeper. God wants you to get beyond the outer court into the holy place with him today. Would you just lift your hands and lift your voices and just come before his presence with singing, enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we appreciate you. We appreciate your faithfulness and your mercies that are new even this day. That this is the day that the Lord has made and we will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. You've given life and breath to all, Lord God. In you we live and move and have our being, Almighty God. And God, we say we want more of you, God. We want more of you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let your glory come down. Would you just say, Lord, let your glory come down upon me today, Lord God. Baptize my heart with your Holy Spirit today, Almighty God. I want to be filled with you, Jesus. Lord, forgive me for my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. And Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me now, Lord. I welcome you, Holy Spirit. I receive you, Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, impart to me that which you have for me today, Holy Spirit. I trust you. I welcome you, Lord. Fill me. Fill my life. Fill my home. Fill my family. Fill my community, Lord. Fill my world with you, O God, Most High. You're my heart's desire, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's just press in this morning, each one. Let's give the Lord our undivided attention. You got to take captive those thoughts right now that want to distract you. This is about Jesus today. It's all about Jesus today. Let's focus on Jesus this morning. Amen. Come on, let's just press in together. Hallelujah. Go deeper. Go deeper. Hallelujah. Come before him with singing. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. His courts with praise. Worship at his holy hill. Hallelujah. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. Come access through the blood of the Lamb. In behind the veil, hallelujah, into the secret place. You know, God has a plan for every one of our lives. And his plan is superior to ours. It's so much better. It's so much better than what we think we want for us. You know what I'm talking about? There's been a lot of ideas we've had and even things that we've attempted to do or we've stepped out into. And maybe we've even had some achievements in this world, but then when we got that place where we achieved what we had thought we wanted, it didn't satisfy. You know what I'm talking about? So then you're looking for something else because, well, that was short-lived. And now there's got to be something else that will satisfy me. And sometimes in this world, we're just pursuing temporary things, to try to satisfy something that only God can do. He is the only one that can really satisfy the deepest longings of our hearts. And so we get distracted sometimes. We get caught up in worldly things. We get caught up in carnal, natural things. And sometimes we esteem those above even the things of the kingdom. And so God, once in a while, He just has to give us a little attitude adjustment and a little recalibration, a real kind of eye-opening experience sometimes, so we'll realize where we have drifted, where we have fallen. I don't know about you, but I've had some times in my life when I've drifted from God. I'm not talking about getting into some gross immorality or something like that, but just things that have distracted me, and all of a sudden, I'm not even aware of it. Until the Lord turns the light on. It's like, oh, it's no different than Laodicea. Remember, they were having church as usual, you know, doing the things of God. They thought that they had everything they wanted. They were prospered financially, but they didn't realize their true condition until the Holy Spirit shone the light on them. Amen. And then they began to realize where things really were at. Aren't you glad that God is merciful enough to bring correction to our lives? I may say I really enjoy those moments of correction. Not necessarily, right? But later on, it produces the fruit of righteousness. So God loves us, and so He speaks to us. And He speaks in many different ways. He's trying to get our attention. He's trying to get us to listen. Because what He has is superior to that which we think we want. And if you're trying to satisfy yourself on just this temporary world, it will always leave you empty. It will always disappoint. Only Jesus can satisfy you. Only He can fill your life, complete you, make you whole. His purpose is way better than what we think we want. So, know that God works with us because He loves us. And He's trying to get our attention. And He has to get our attention at times, doesn't He? So He doesn't lose us. We don't wander off into the darkness and miss what He has for us. Now, one of the difficulties that we face is ourselves. The biggest problem I have is myself. I know I can always find fault. I can always point the finger and say, well, it's because of this person or that person or this situation. Or if I had a perfect environment and everything was going well, I could be a good Christian. If it wasn't for those people, I could be a great Christian. Yeah. And so the biggest problem I have is myself, because I get in the way of what God has and what God desires for me. And in order for me to receive what God has, I have to give up what I have. In order for Him to be Lord, I have to step down from the throne of my own life. I have to come under His authority. When I'm under God's authority, that means I'm obeying His voice. Then I am given God's authority. People who are under His authority have authentic authority. Legitimate authority is authority, amen, that has been delegated from a superior for a certain mission or task. So if I became a police officer, I would have to have an authorization, amen, from those who are above me in order to be able to wear that badge legitimately. Now, we know there are people who try to impersonate police or try to impersonate others. That's illegitimate. And so, even as a Christian, we can be trying to impersonate a Christian. If we don't have the substance, if we don't really have the substance, then we have to what? Fake it. If we're not really living in victory, walking in victory, because of the expectations of other people around us and what other people expect of us as Christians, then, well, we have to just pretend that everything is wonderful in our life. But you know, that's not how you get things fixed and how you get things right. You have to humble yourself and say, I'm not all that, but as I saw the t-shirt one time, I'm not who I used to be, but I'm not who I'm going to be. God is working on us. God is at work in your life. He's trying to get your attention. He wants to bring you into His perfect will. He wants you to discover the glories and the joys of fellowship with Him and walking with Him under His authority. And while you're under His authority, you're under His protection. Amen. A father protects and guards his family. Amen. When they stay under that roof, if we decide, I don't want to be under your roof anymore, well, you're free to go because God doesn't force you. But if you take yourself out from under that, are you hearing me? He still loves you. But you're putting yourself in vulnerable situations now. And you're going to be making decisions that are not good. And we've got to quit blaming everything around us. Our situation, right? We got to quit blaming others, and we need to take personal responsibility for our own actions. And like I said, folks, I'm just keeping it real here, that my biggest enemy is myself. When I don't take control of myself, I get into trouble. God, by His Holy Spirit, gives us self-control. He gives us the ability to control what we do, what we say, how we act, how we live. He grants us the grace, the power, the ability to live above this world. To walk in victory, because Christ has already gone before us and He's already overcome the world. And so you and I in Christ are overcomers. But we have to believe what God has said. The report is that I am more than a conqueror through Him who loved me. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things have passed away. I've been born again. You will live what you believe. And so in order for me to live, I have to die. In order for me to experience God's resurrection power in my life, I have to go to the cross with Him. There is no resurrection without the cross. I cannot experience the resurrection power of God if I'm full of me and I'm not willing to lay my life down at the altar of sacrifice. That's how it works. I present myself back to God. I even give Him my body, don't I? And I've heard it said this way, but if you give God your body, He's got everything else that goes with it. Think about it. Because the body's just the suit, isn't it? It's our earth suit. So if you're giving God your body, that means everything else has got to be coming. Why? Because you are the one that controls your body. You are the one that's in charge of your body. So if you're giving God your body, it means that you've taken self-control. As God has enabled you to by His Spirit. Now you can say, I couldn't help it. Yes, you could. If you don't believe you can help it, then you won't help it. But you can help it because God says, I've given you by my Spirit all things that pertain to life and godliness. I've given you the ability to control yourself. Nobody can make you sin. Nobody can make you violate the will of God. Come on, somebody. We want to blame people for our problem. We want to blame people for our situation. We want to blame people, right? Because Oh, there's nothing new under the sun. We just don't want to be responsible for ourselves, so it's got to be somebody else's fault. So this is the thing. If we can get a hold of ourselves, then we'll be all right. God provides the grace, freely given, access 24/7, the throne of grace, amen, to find mercy and grace to help us. God provides freely, but our responsibility is to go to Him for help, for strength, for grace, for daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread so that I can control myself and I can tell my body where to go, what to do, what not to do, because God provides the grace for me to have control over myself. God has given you charge of yourself. This is a cooperative fellowship. It's a voluntary cooperative fellowship. That means I volunteer to cooperate with the Holy Spirit of God. And when I do that, I walk in life and in peace. So, if you can understand that the world doesn't revolve around you, it doesn't revolve around me. Amen. That in order for me to live, I have to die to myself. That's what Jesus was trying to teach us. If any man will come after me, let him deny or disown himself. God says, it's in your hands. The choice is yours. You decide. My way or your way. Unfortunately, most people choose their way. And that's what Jesus called the wide road. The way of self-will is the way of destruction. So I've got to get over me. I've got to get control of me. And the only way you and I can get control of ourselves is by the power of God. You cannot do it in your own willpower. It's not soul-centered. Amen. It's spirit-led life. So I need the power of God. I need the Holy Spirit to enable me to do what I'm called to do. I will not do it in my own. And on my own, I'm incapable of living out the will of God. It's not a matter of, I'll just volunteer and I'll teach Sunday school or I'll do this thing or I'll do this thing for God. Come on. It's a matter of being filled with the Spirit of God and the Spirit of God beginning to motivate my heart to will and to do of His good pleasure. And I find delight in doing His will. If I'm just forcing it to happen, it's not because I'm being motivated by His love, but because I'm trying to perform so God will accept me. And God already accepts me because of Jesus Christ, because of His blood and His righteousness. So I need to understand that God has called me son. I get to work and walk with my Father every day. Amen. And it's not a matter of me trying to live up to what pleases the Father, but when my heart is right with God, then I want to do those things that please Him. You understand? There's a difference between me trying to do it on my own and me cooperating with the Holy Spirit and walking with God. So my biggest problem is myself. See, in a lot of situations, folks, in churches, rituals, traditions, you know, have replaced the power of the Holy Spirit. People hype, programs, music festivals, where you can sell all your CDs and make big cash bucks. Advertise it, the big woohoo is happening over here. And people go and say, isn't that lovely Christian entertainment? You understand, you can go and listen to music, and music is a blessing, don't get me wrong, but you can miss Jesus. Like I said, if we don't encounter Jesus today, then we've missed the point. Do I see Him? I want to present Christ to you. I don't want to present me. It's not about personalities. It's not about charisma. My own charisma. Amen. We want to present Christ to every man, woman, boy, and girl. 1 Corinthians 1:18. I'm going to get to it, okay? For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the dunamis of God. It is the power, dynamic working power of God. Resurrection is a result of crucifixion. You cannot have resurrection without crucifixion. You cannot have the power of God unless you're willing to deny yourself. You cannot have resurrection without the cross. That's the message of the cross. That's what Jesus was teaching people. And this is where, if you will, where the rubber met the road, where some people said, I don't want to follow anymore. I don't want to go this way. The rich young ruler who had all the wealth and the things that this world could afford. And Jesus says, if you want to be perfect, go and sell all you have. Amen. And you'll have treasure in heaven. And it was too much of a price for him. I don't even know if Jesus was actually going to expect him to do that. But what Jesus did is exposed his heart, and that his heart was in worldly, earthly, temporal things. That was his treasure. He did not have his mind set on the eternity. Amen. Of God. And God is calling us to look up higher, to look above these temporal things and understand that in order for us to receive that inheritance, in order for us to have treasure in heaven, it's going to require that you and I deny or disown ourselves. If you want to have the resurrection of God, you're going to have to crucify your flesh daily. When you and I are raised with Christ, we have the mark of death on us. And we can do many deeds, we can do many things, but we lose self-assurance. And our strength turns into weakness. See, many born-again people are still trying to live out of the law and live out of the old way. In other words, they come to Jesus, they repent, you know, God, you know, gives them His grace, they receive His Spirit. But then they try to live out the rest of their life under the law of rules and performance. And they're never satisfied in their walk. They're totally missing the whole point that it's not something that I do for God, but it's something I do with God. It's not what you're doing for God, but what you're doing with God. When you're connected with Him, when you're yoked with Him. So when the cross is at work in a life, when you have died with Christ, as the Bible says, then you have the mark of death on you and you no longer have self-assurance. And when you try to put confidence in self, you find that you keep failing miserably. You just don't have that self-confidence that you used to have. And the world has confused many of God's people by telling them, oh, your problem is a low self-esteem. Low self-confidence, which is actually opposite of what Jesus was trying to teach us. He says, no, it's not your problem is that you have low self-esteem, it's yet you have too much esteem. You're esteeming yourself above the will of God. If you want to live out the will of God, you have to humble yourself and place yourself under the authority of God. You have to deny that part that wants to be independent and do its own thing. I say no to flesh and yes to the Spirit of God. And I experience the power of God. And then it becomes a joy, not a chore. Oh, I've got to serve God again. Go down to those screaming Nemes downstairs and... It's like we get to partner with Jesus and do this together with Him. He allows us to share in His ministry here in the earth. What a joy that is. Isn't it fun when God uses us and He allows us to be an instrument in His hands and we're just like, wow, that was awesome. And God would allow me to be a partner with Him in this. If you and I simply get a hold of ourselves, get control of this body, this vessel, okay, by the Spirit of the Lord, by the power of God, by the ability that God supplies, by being filled with the Holy Spirit, I have the ability to control myself. But if I think that I'm just going to go to a service on Sunday, get a little drink, and then I'm going to be fine for the rest of the week, I'm deceiving myself, because Jesus said to take up your cross. Amen. So I have to come back every day and pray, Father, this day I commit to You. I pray Your kingdom come and will be done in my life. I ask You to fill me with the knowledge of Your will of God. I ask You to lead me in Your paths of righteousness for Your name's sake. Lord, if there's any sin, forgive me, cleanse me from any deeds I've done in my flesh. Wash me, amen, and deliver me from the evil one. Amen. Lead me in Your paths of righteousness for Your name's sake. Just a simple prayer every day, committing your ways to Him. And then when you are presented with a choice, and we do have those choices, don't we? I'm going to say yes to Jesus or yes to the flesh. That's where I deny myself. I say no to self and yes to God. You see, in ourselves, sometimes we just get lazy. Or at least I do. Sometimes we just don't feel like it. But God says, I've given you control and charge of yourself, of your body. Your body is to be your servant, and it's to be committed to Me, amen, as my temple. So, what do? Well, I don't feel like praying. But what do? I say, no. You are going to pray. Isn't that interesting that we have the ability to talk to ourselves? And not be crazy? Well, I don't know. We have those conversations to say, you will do this or you will do that. I choose not to drink today. I choose not to smoke today. Amen? I choose not to do dope. I choose not to commit sexual immorality. I choose not to gossip. I choose not to slander. I choose instead the will of the Lord. What is the will of the Lord? To love one another. If I love my brother, amen, I'm not going to do anything that in some way would cause him to stumble. I'm going to take responsibility for my own life, because my own life is going to influence somebody else's life. But if I'm just full of me, if my whole world revolves around me, I don't care how my life affects other people. Are you hearing me? But if I'm walking in love, if the love of God is in my heart, then I'm taking responsibility, because I don't want to do anything, first of all, that would in any way bring reproach upon my Lord. Any way that would dishonor His name as me being His representative. Are you hearing me, somebody? So I discipline myself. As Paul said, I beat my body into submission every day, lest after I've preached to others, I myself could be a castaway. So what do? I say, no, I'm going to live, amen, according to the will of God today, because I want my life to make a difference in someone else's life. I want my life to be a blessing to somebody else. I don't want to choose to do those things that God says no to, because I could influence people in the wrong way. And I could, most importantly, I could bring reproach upon the Lord. Are you hearing me? I can give somebody an opportunity to blaspheme His name because, oh, you claim to be a Christian. Wow. You see, that's the fear of the Lord that governs us. That even though nobody's looking, I know God's with me. God's looking. He sees in secret. He knows who I am in my secret heart, where I really live. Not necessarily what other people are seeing, because all of us have learned at some point in our lives how to pose. We've all learned at some point in our life how to put on the facade that we think people expect of us. You know what I'm talking about. No, I'm just the only one that's ever done that, right? But we've all played the game, right? We're with this group, so we got to be a chameleon. We got to be like that group. Or we're with this group, and now we're going to be like that group. Amen. How about being like Jesus? Amen. We want to be conformed to Him, to His image. And we need to walk with Him. And so we have to deny that part of us that wants to be spared, that part of us that wants the praises of man. And we have to be willing to even sacrifice this self, amen, if it means the glory of God. Or does it mean that somebody's not going to like me because I decide to do the right thing? Well, so be it. Because it's not about me making a name for me. It's me bringing honor to the glory of God. Amen? Bringing honor to His name. So we love Jesus, and therefore we behave ourselves. We love Jesus, and we love others. Therefore, I respect and I honor others. Amen? It doesn't mean I always feel like that. It means that regardless of how I feel, I do what is right. I don't feel like praying today. I do what is right. I pray. I make my body bow. I make my soul bow before God. Are you hearing me, somebody? I don't feel like singing today. Well, I make my soul sing. I say to my soul, soul, bless the Lord. That's what David said. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that's within him, he's telling himself what to do. We have that ability to do that. Well, I couldn't help it. It's just the conditions weren't perfect today. Do you think God accepts that? No. Why? Because He has provided for us everything that we have need of. We have access 24/7 to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. So we can do what God said we could do by faith in the power of God and not in ourselves. Get control of yourself. Amen. Be a glutton for God's presence. Be a glutton for the Word of God. Saturate yourself in Him. Amen. And God gives you that ability, amen, to rule very well over yourself. Hallelujah. And even when you're not feeling like it, you do what God says and He makes a way for you. Hallelujah.